we have our album review. Today we have Shem with us. How are you doing, Shem?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Very good. We are happy to have you. And it looks like you did an album review on Melanie Martinez's recent album. That's really fun. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts.
I'm not the biggest fan of her, but I will say that this album did stand out a lot to me, even before with her previous albums like K-12 and Crybaby. I think this one definitely stood out, especially with a change of image. Everyone pointed out how she's having this new lore going around. And it was a different sound, too. It's not this dark pop that she used to have before. I think it was definitely, like, earthly. It was also very cosmic, too. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just out of this world.
I understand, especially with, like, the mask that she's been wearing and going around doing a bunch of, like, press and stuff. Cosmic is a very good way to explain that. Like, just very, like, I don't know. Yeah, out of this world. I like that a lot. Were there any certain songs that were, like, standouts to you?
I will definitely say The Void. I think that's a pretty classic sound, especially on TikTok and on Instagram Reels too. But I will say The Contortionist and The Battle of the Larynx is probably my top two favorites.
Oh, cool. Ooh, I love that. I like the names. They're
me
like
too,
interesting.
Right?
I'm intrigued now. Absolutely. And you said it was more kind of like a synthy sort of like alien-esque sound. Would you say that it was more upbeat? Like, was the lyrics, like, what was the vibe other than that, you think?
Surprisingly, it did sound light, but the lyrics were pretty dark, in my opinion. But it did make you think, and I think that was her whole aim for this album project as well. She just really wanted her listeners to think about what's the meaning of human life, what about death, what is the life after death? And I'm like, this has me thinking, you can't put me in this position right now. especially during these weeks.
Yeah, it was a real thinker of an album. I know that she's, like, really heavy into, like, lyrical imagery, so that's why I was kind of interested in that. But we do have A Void here to listen to by Melanie Martinez. So let's check it out.
Control me, yeah.
Melanie Martinez with Void here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday. I really thought that this was kind of a cool combination of a modern sound for Melanie, but also like her vibe. It was much on brand for her, but it was still kind of different and I liked it.
I liked it too. I think that was really awesome and I could see how it matched the idea that Shem was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Like with the costumes and the whole like artistic vision and the really like deep lyrics for sure.
Oh, for sure. And Shem, was there any like standout collabs on the album or anything
else? I actually didn't see any features on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single one. But I will say the one that did catch my eye was the fact that all the song titles are in all caps.
Oh.
So I don't know if there's any deep meaning behind it, but it's definitely... Interesting.
That's interesting.
That is cool. I like when artists do that. Like Ariana Grande, a lot of hers are in like all lowercase levels.
Sweetener and Thank You Next. Yeah, definitely. I like the little attention to detail that artists have sometimes where it's like, oh yeah, like it's not just, or like Transparent Soul. Remember that, like where it was all like spaced out?
Oh, it was all spaced,
it's cool. I like when they do that.
It is cool. Love. Different. And I think it shows like an artist's like, individuality, like their sense of music.
For sure. It is interesting that there was no collabs though. I mean, I guess when she's like rebranding, she doesn't want to influence anybody else or anything. She just wants to have her own piece of art. But yeah, I'm kind of interested in that.
That is very true. Who knows? Maybe in the future we'll see more collabs.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That'll be interesting. Who do you think, seeing this album and like what you thought of the album, who do you think would be a good match to collab with her?
Oh, I'm not really sure on that.
No?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm not the biggest fan of hers, but I think if she were to do some other like alternative pop artist, I definitely could see that happening.
You know what? To call back Halsey, I feel like Halsey would be a good one.
Yeah, I could see Halsey. That'd be really good.
I can definitely see some sounds there, actually.
Give sure.
Pop and maybe a little bit of like an R&B twist. I feel like, just hear me out, a little dark R&B twist in there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, I'm here for this.
Absolutely something to think about, Melanie. Miss Melanie and Halsey, if you're listening, somehow,
please
make it happen. Thank you again so much, Shem, for joining us.